scaling laws for planetary sediment transport from grain scale resolved numerical simulations, by Thomas Partz et al. Aeolian sediment transport shapes erodible surfaces and affects the dust cycles and climates of planetary bodies. For the approximately unidirectional near-surface winds often temporarily prevailing in planetary atmospheres, sediment transport approaches an equilibrium state when given enough fetch to adapt. Here, we use grain-scale resolved numerical sediment transport simulations to derive scaling laws for equilibrium transport. The simulations cover 7 orders of magnitude in the particle fluid density ratio S, ranging from water to extremely rarefied air on Pluto. They suggest that the threshold fluid shear velocity needed to sustain Aeolian transport exhibits a parabolic dependency on the grain size with a pronounced threshold minimum. We show that this behavior originates from the equations of motion describing quasi-continuous saltation driven by Stokes drag in a hydrodynamically smooth turbulent boundary layer. In particular, the threshold minimum, rescaled using units of particle density, gravity, and dynamic fluid viscosity, scales as S1/3, contrary to the S1/2 scaling measured in non-equilibrium wind tunnel experiments. Furthermore, the simulations suggest that the Aeolian transport rate and grain impact energy flux, which drives dust emission into a planetary body's atmosphere, obey scaling laws resembling the classical law by Ungar and Haff, Sedimentology 34, 289-299, 1987, but with non-constant scaling coefficients proportional to S1/3 and S1/4, respectively. The simulation derived semi-empirical master curves for the cessation threshold and the threshold-dependent transport rate and impact flux, supported by their agreement with terrestrial measurements in air and water, provide a simple means to make predictions of Aeolian processes across a large range of planetary conditions. This was Scaling Laws for Planetary Sediment Transport from Grain Scale Resolved Numerical Simulations, by Thomas Partz et al.